let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. A missing horse, a missing boy, a vandal with an unexplained grievance against a local farmer. A young woman who drives as though pursued by demons. Horse in the Wilderness by Debbie Eccles is a heartwarming and touching story of romance and mystery, a sweet and wholesome romantic story. Debbie is a mother, grandmother, kindergarten teacher, flute player, and pet parent to a rescue horse, two German shepherds, and a cat. Debbie Eccles, author of the Christian fiction Horse in the Wilderness, joins us now on This Week in America. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the program.
Well, how are you? I'm glad to be here.
I am doing fine and looking forward to having a chance to talk with you. What an excellent job you did in writing Horse in the Wilderness. And I mentioned, you know, kindergarten teacher, flute player, very active with animals. How did this whole writing thing start for you?
Well, when I was six, I wrote my first story. It was 20 pages long about a cat whose family had kittens. I guess it was because I was read to all the time, and I read as soon as I could start reading. I read books, but back in the dark ages when I went to school, they didn't teach it like they do now. Now we start with teaching writing in kindergarten, and I showed my story to my first grade teacher, and she had me read it to all the second grade classes. She liked it, so I guess that was how I got started. And then when I was seven, I tried to write a full-length mystery novel, but that didn't work out really well.
Well, that's fascinating. It started at an early age like that. And kindergarten teacher, do you see that interest now? Are kids interested in reading, maybe even writing their own stories like you did?
Not that much. A few of them are. Most of them just really don't care that much. We started in kindergarten, but they're still learning about their ABCs and how to put words together and how to make sentences. I don't see very many, a very small percentage that are actually interested in writing. A lot of them like to listen, but they don't like to write.
Well, you understand the joy of writing and telling a story that you do so well in Horse in the Wilderness. And looking at reviews, the book is widely claimed, acclaimed. People really enjoy the book. What was the motivation? Where did the story come from for Horse in the Wilderness?
Well, I wrote it mostly. I've written a lot of stuff that I just shredded. I just didn't care for it, and I shredded it, and I got to where a lot of the things that I read, I didn't care for either. They were going off on dark, negative stuff and put downs and hate. And it seemed like the books I were reading just seemed to be all about that kind of stuff. I know people aren't perfect and problems exist, but people can rise above that. And so I decided I wanted to write something about characters that have positive changes in their lives. And I wanted to put them in a setting that I was interested in, knew a little bit about. And, of course, that involves horses and riding, and I was a band geek. So I wanted to put that in the story. There are a lot of other band geeks out there in community concert bands, and I have never, ever read about them in any contemporary novel. I was wanted to, but I never found any, so I thought, well, I'll just write one myself.
And it's amazing. I mentioned in the beginning, it's been described as heartwarming, a touching story of romance and mystery. Let's take the heartwarming. It really is, isn't it? And there aren't a lot of books out there. A lot of books, as you mentioned, sort of take a dark turn. It's really not a good escape. This is just an old-fashioned romance. It's a good story.
Well, I've always been disturbed that if you look at what they consider classics, they are always about the awfulest side of people and the worst things they can dredge up. It seems like nobody considers any classic unless it's really dreadful and the people are all horrible. And I just don't consider that. I don't think that's acceptable. That life may be bad, but it doesn't have to be so bad that you celebrate all the badness. That's That's just kind of my view of it.
Well, what you've done with Horse in the Wilderness is a great escape for everybody. It's Horse in the Wilderness. Debbie Eccles is the author. Debbie is D-E-B-B-I-E, Eccles, E-C-K-L-E-S. If you're Googling, you'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll link on directly. Interesting. You talk about being a reader. How would you describe yourself as a reader and maybe the influences reading has had on your writing?
Well, when I find a book I like, I don't just read it once. I read it over and over. And I didn't realize until I became a teacher that's what I did naturally is called a close read. They do close reads in school. It's probably not as much fun on a text you don't like. But when you like the story, I think it's great to do that. Little kids do it all the time. Of course, that's what I'm familiar with is kindergarten. But they want to hear a story that they like over and over, and you can just see the anticipation in their faces. They know what's coming, and they know why it happened the way it did, and they want to quote along with you. And that's kind of a close read. That's the way I read books. I don't just read it. I want to read it and find out what the important details were that further the character development or the plot. I want to appreciate the writing and the inferences. And if you just read quickly and say, ooh, that's what happens, ha ha, and it's over. I mean, what's the point? But well, there's something yes. else I do that a lot of readers wouldn't agree with. If there's a dog in the book, I look at the end to see if the dog makes it safely. And if the dog doesn't make it safely, I don't read the rest of the book.
Well, I don't blame you for that. And I love that approach. And you don't really think about that. But with kids, you'll say sometimes to your kids, what do you want me to read to you tonight? And it's a book you've read 37 times. And they're still as excited the 38th time that you read the book to them as they did the time before that. And it's interesting that you've captured that and going back and really wanting to understand the people, the characters, why they act the way that they do. Debbie Eccles, our guest, the book is Horse in the Wilderness. Give us an overview of the theme in the book, Horse in the Wilderness.
Well, I guess you could say it's about redemption and restoration. How do ordinary people who've lost their faith in God and in themselves find their way back? What's the process? I guess I'm about the process. Most of us are ordinary people, not superheroes or anti-heroes especially. And we need ways to find to make our lives work. And some people just think that you have to be a superhero or in order to be interested or have escape fiction. And I think that social media outlets kind of disprove that. They're so popular and they just share ordinary people's lives, and ordinary people can have interesting lives and problems too. So I think helping ordinary people find their way back and through troubles is really the theme of Horse in the Wilderness.
Well, it's interesting because it's relatable and your characters are relatable. They're called charming in one review. They like the main characters. Let's talk about Autumn Parker. Tell me a little bit about Autumn and how you developed this character.
Well, she likes horses. she's taken some blows in life. But she's weathered them because she has a strong support system and a strong belief in God. And some people might describe her as a meddler, but I think facilitator would be a better word for her. Her main goal in life is to solve people's problems and make sure they're happy and living life to their fullest. And she uses her time and her resources and her energy to do that, to help her family, her friends, her neighbors. And if she sees someone that's getting off of the path, she'll just casually toss a verbal roadblock in their way and hurt them right back. Her self-description that she didn't even realize was a self-description is, I am very good at holding flashlights and handing people tools, but you have to do the work. And she meant that literally when she said it, but that is what she does. She likes to give people life tools, and then she expects them to use the tools to work it out for themselves.
Well, she really enjoys helping people and does that throughout the book. Talk about some of the people that she takes an interest in helping.
Well, one of them is Brent Travis. He's her new neighbor, and he has a lot of real problems. He's filled with bitterness and anger after his wife's infidelity with his best friend. You can imagine how that affects him. And he just completely lost his faith in God. He doesn't believe anybody is honorable anymore or loyal. And he vows he's never going to have anything more to do with God, and he's never going to trust another woman. And Autumn can see how deeply distressed he is. She has no idea why or what's really troubling him, but it disturbs her enough that she tries to help him enjoy life more, just get over it and move on.
Yeah, she challenges him. How does he handle what he probably would call interference in his life?
He thinks she doesn't like him. And he does his best to avoid her, but he can't. And her influence on him is so subtle and pervasive that he just can't stay away from her. And he finally has to admit to himself that he's starting to develop feelings for her. But she has an engagement ring on her finger, and it terrifies him because he knows that if he has any honor left, he can't involve himself with somebody who has already promised to another man. And he doesn't want to let any woman in his life anyway. He's just terrified of the whole situation.
The book is called Horse in the Wilderness. Debbie Eccles, the author, and our guest on the program. That's Eccles. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Autumn is there, as you say, always trying to help other people. Who are some of the others that she attempts to help during the course of the story, Horse in the Wilderness?
Well, one is her little cousin, Dub. He's the one that lost her horse. And horses have always been such a big part of her life. It hurts her to know that Dub loves horses, and he's never had an opportunity to be around him. He's had a lot of trouble in his life. His mother walked out on him. And they're kind of without any finances. He can't even have a dog that he wants. And she's just real concerned about him. And then the family friend, Wendell Johnson, is the target of the unexplained vandalism. And she tries to use her connections in the community to discover the cause and find the perpetrator. She believes that evil exists, but she's naive enough to believe that when the truth is known, people can and will change. But she ends up bringing down the wrath of the vandal on her. And then, of course, she can't help meddling in her own family, her teenage brother, who doesn't take it very well. And her older brother gives her a dose of her own medicine when he starts interfering in her life.
But there's so much going on in the book Horse in the Wilderness by Debbie Eccles. Horse in the Wilderness, I love the title for this. It's very descriptive as you're reading the book. Talk about where the title came from.
It came from two verses in Isaiah. Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? And those verses are talking about God. He continued to lead his people even when they were afraid and had problems trusting him. So I thought it was really, really apropos of the story, because Autumn has been trying all this time to find her horse that's lost. He's lost in the national forest, really a wilderness. And Brent sees himself as a horse lost in the wilderness, but he feels that no one cares about finding him. When Autumn's father asks him if he believes in God, he says, "Of course, but God doesn't believe in me." So A Horse in the Wilderness is the story of Brent's journey out of the wilderness into forgiveness and restoration of his relationship to God and learning to trust God again.
Well, that's sort of the perfect title for the book, Horse in the Wilderness. Debbie Eccles, our guest on the program. You've written the book now. It's out there. People are enjoying it. Excellent reviews for the book. What are your expectations and hope for this book?
I hope that they'll be blessed by reading it. I hope when they read it, they'll realize that even if they feel like they have lost everything or have allowed themselves to become alienated from God or never even knew God at all, that there is a way back to him, that he cares for them and has a plan for their lives. But it won't just happen in one easy step. It's a process, and there are a lot of teachable moments along the way, but it's a journey that can bring great peace and joy. I want I want people to read Horse in the Wilderness and be blessed.
How long did it take you to write this story?
Well, along with teaching and everything else, it probably took about a year, off and on.
Yes. Now, when you started, a couple minutes left in the program, I'm just fascinated by the process you went through in writing this book. Did you have an outline in the beginning where you knew with the characters where the story was going to go, or did it sort of evolve as you got into telling the story?
Well, that's mostly what happened. What happened then? What did they do about it? That's really the way it evolved. What did they do about the problems they were having? How did they solve them? What happened? And what would they do next if this were really happening to them? That's really the way it evolved.
What was it like when you finished the story? Was there like elation that, okay, this is a job well done. This is a book. It's going to be impactful for people. Or was there sort of like, I hate to leave Autumn and Brent behind? Was there some sadness when you finished telling their story?
Well, yes, in a way, I guess there was. Because obviously they did, if you think of them as real characters, they did go on with lives somewhere. So,
sort of like family members, I guess, as you're finished and it's like, well, okay, I guess I have to move on now. Are you working on another book?
Well, yes, considering that I shred books mostly. Yes, I am. I felt like I really needed to write something, and it took me a long time to figure out what it was, and then I realized really that I needed to go on with their story. So it's the thing that I'm writing now is about them. I'm not sure what I'll do with it, whether it ends up in the shredder everything else.
Will you stay away? Will you stay away from that shredder? Get rid of that. Take it to a garage sale or something. Why do you get rid? That's permanent when you shred it. Why do you do that? You could just put it in a box in the closet and then go back to it if you decide you want to go back and read it. Shred it sort of permanent. Why do you shred those?
I don't know. Actually, one story that I didn't shred, I found it going through a closet. The story that I did not shred is the one I wrote when I was 6 years old. I still have that one.
You know, when we were talking about that, I was going to ask you about that, and we got to talking about something else. If you did have any of those stories that you wrote at a very young age, and you still have some of those, what's it like going back and reading those? Is that like, I was pretty savvy as a writer at that time.
Actually, what I looked at was the fact that I didn't know how to use punctuation. and that was the main thing I thought of. This story was, it's cute for 6 years old.
Well, then,
but
yes.
Being a teacher, I guess I looked at, I had no idea how to use punctuation, didn't know how to use quotation marks. I just put them everywhere.
Well, there's some of us who still struggle with punctuations, and I read some books sometimes, and other authors struggle with punctuations there as well. It's just such a wonderful job that you've done with Horse in the Wilderness. Debbie Eccles, our guest, if you're Googling, Debbie is D-E-B-B-I-E, Eccles, E-C-K-L-E-S. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Debbie, a pleasure having you on the program. Great to hear that there'll be a continuation of the story. Looking forward to having a chance possibly to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Debbie Eccles, author of the book Horse in the Wilderness, available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.